America Weekend.
It is America Weekend, my friend. Thank you for coming along this weekend, whatever you're up to. It is a pleasure, as always, spending time with you. My name is Valerie Smaldone, and on the program today, lots of interesting information, interviews, some experts weighing in, you know, a mixed bag of stuff, so make sure that you stick around. I do this feature pretty much every week on the show called News You May Have Missed, and that is not headline news, it's not breaking news, it's information that I find interesting as I, you know, circulate the web, information that I think can make you a more interesting person, certainly makes me a more interesting person, I think, I try. So let's share some news you may have missed, beginning with Australia. Out of Australia, a beachgoer has found dinosaur footprints, and these footprints are 130 million years old. And you say, well, how's that possible? I mean, people walk the beach all the time, and the surf comes and goes. How come this was just discovered now? Well, it's a footprint that was seen amongst the seaweed and the beach on Cable Beach near Broome, Western Australia. And this woman said she was just minding her own business, walking along the shore, collecting seashells, and she felt this kind of massive indentation in the sand. So what she did was she was curious, of course, wouldn't you be? She cleared it away, and she found a number of massive preserved footprints. There's photos of it online too. She said, how is this possible? I'm connected to something from so many millions of years ago. She's very happy. And they seem to corroborate that this is in fact correct. This woman has been to the beach many times, has never seen it. A paleontologist from the University of Queensland said the tracks had probably been covered up by sand or water for years, hundreds and thousands of years, but the tides that are erratic at this particular beach had finally revealed them. And he says the tracks were made from the Megalosaurus brumensis. And this creature is a medium-sized carnivore. It's a type of theropod dinosaur, the carnivorous kind. The tracks are about 30 to 50 centimeters, which is up to about a foot and a half long. So they can determine that this dinosaur was about 5 feet high at the hips and maybe 8 to 13 feet long. So pretty big guy, although in the scheme of dinosaurs, not that big. So this is interesting news for us that this woman just, you know, tooling along on the beach, finds something that is 130 million years old. So I think that's pretty astounding. Let's go to another country because people are doing interesting things around the world. In India, they are saying that your smartphone can now become your driver's license. So you don't have to have a paper license or registration any longer. People can upload their driving license and car registration to a secure digital cloud storage service. And these digital copies of their documents are deemed valid by the traffic police and other law enforcement agencies. So it makes people free from carrying stuff or documents wherever they go. You know, you put it in the glove box, but sometimes you forget to do that. So this is all going to be secure on their app, on their phone. It will link their phone number with it. And the officials will have an app to verify documents from the National Register of Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. And this just started last week. So this is an incredible new advancement in technology in a huge, huge country. Through this secure cloud service, DigiLocker, the government provides its citizens 1 gigabyte of storage space, which they can utilize to store their college certificates, their ID cards, their voter ID cards, and all kinds of information. So this is certainly news that's informational and interesting. And it looks like it's starting to happen here in the States. They're saying some of the states are little by little going over to paperless technology. So I'm looking forward to that because anything where I don't have to have paper, I'm very, very happy. Paper is my nemesis. Hey, thank you for coming along to America Weekend today. Always a pleasure. I'm Valerie Smaldone. The program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. My friends coming up, so make sure you stick around with your friends.
America.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same-age friends. Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger!
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger!
Not so long ago, a single-parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But Dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. John's 12-year-old daughter, Molly, usually gets home from school around 3 o'clock. When she wasn't home by 5, John was worried. By the time it got dark, John was freaking out. He wanted to call the police, but he's heard that to file a missing persons report, the person has to be missing for at least 24 hours. Is this true? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
There is no 24-hour rule to report a missing person. In the case of an adult, 24 hours is often given to see if a person appears on their own. But if you know of a missing child, call the police immediately. Do not wait 24 hours. And that's the final verdict.